Hello, everybody. It's George here, and I've got Michelle with me, and we've got some interesting information. I was just making a joke that this is probably the most this channel's heard from me in a long time. But I digress, for here is the important information. We were trying, or at least I was, getting very frustrated trying to find this wonderful new Alex voice that everybody's had on their devices and been raving about and pleased with and everything else, with at least one known exception. We just couldn't find it.
Yeah. I tried on both my devices.
And I tried on my iPad. So, it's between two iPad 4s and one iPhone 5C.
And one iPhone 5, did you
not? No, I didn't. Oh, no.
Okay, yeah.
Not yet, I haven't.
I wouldn't bother. Anyway, this is on Applebee's. It's an article that's called What's New in iOS 8 Accessibility for Blind, Low Vision, and Deaf Blind Users. Now, I would suggest that you read through most of it, but I'm going to go down to voiceover changes, and I'll read that to you. Voiceover changes. I'll take a new voice, Alex. That's right. If you're running the iPhone 5S or newer, in brackets, sorry, the 5C doesn't offer this. The iPad Air or newer, or the iPad Mini with Retina display or newer, you can now use Alex from Mac OS X as your default voice for VoiceOver. This is a voice many users of the Mac have grown used to over the years, and many users will no doubt be happy to have it resting on their iDevice. This is also going to be a welcome addition for those users who have both vision and hearing loss, where their loss is higher in frequency, making understanding female voices more difficult. You can find and download the Alex voice, which is not on by default, by going to Settings, General, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Speech, Default Dialect. Under the US English heading, you'll find the option to download and then use the Alex voice. Be sure you have plenty of space available, as a speech synthesizer weighs in at a hefty size near 900 megabytes. Also, it appears as though after downloading the Alex voice for the first time, one must restart VoiceOver after using it. I hope that helps everybody. Thanks for listening.
Okay, yes, thanks so much, Michelle. That's my little net detective, Michelle, is she can just sort of scour these things out. And, you know, I must confess to feeling a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I've got a 5 I'm perfectly happy with, and that's not going to make me change.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of other good things about the iOS, don't get me wrong, but that kind of a thing shouldn't have to be a new phone feature.
No.
In my opinion. So, I mean, whether or not, I know I'm kind of cranky like this, and I admit that, but whether or not I want it is beside the point. This is a highlight offer. And only by digging around like crazy did I find out that this is not offered in the older phones. Like, I don't consider this an old phone. I don't consider the 5C old. It was only introduced last year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still an available model if you want it. Of course, now they're coming out with a 6, which is cutting edge for however long that lasts. I was going to say however many minutes. Me and my sarcasm. But enough of that. I tend to try to be polite on Audioboo if I can. Alright. Anyways, I hope that does help. And thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Am I still recording?
Pause recording.